The cult of the TV celebrity chef is bigger today than ever before. It's now possible for chefs to reach millions of people through a multimedia empire with books, restaurants, TV shows, and even commercial endorsements. Dozens of these celebrity chefs recently gathered in Miami for the South Beach Wine and Food Festival. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports on the impact their stardom is having on food and cooking in America.
There's a different sort of reality within the walls of the South Beach Wine and Food Festival. This is a world where people scream for Mario Batali the way others might respond to Halle Berry. And when Ming Tsai pops in for a guest appearance on the stage where Emeril Lagasse is presenting, it's like Brad Pitt and Leonardo DiCaprio have just entered the room. This is what cooking shows have done for America. Chefs have become so big that some of them are recognizable by one word alone. That would be Emeril Lagasse, the current titan of TV celebrity chefs. He says he's amazed at how much things have changed since just 10 years ago.
Chefs weren't really respected other than being in the kitchen. You rarely saw them in the dining room, interacting with people. And now, then what's happened is that all of a sudden, chefs started being chef owners of restaurants. They started being more in the dining room. And so now, all of a sudden, people then started looking at chefs and saying, wow, the person is really a craftsman, is really a business person. Can do publicity.
And with publicity comes a whole multimedia chef empire. People no longer have to settle for duplicating Julia Child's recipes at home. Now, after watching Emeril live, audiences can eat at any one of Emeril's 9 restaurants across the country, they can buy his line of cookware, and even brush their teeth with the line of toothpaste he endorses.
Bam, bam, bam!
Introducing Crest Whitening Expressions in kick and new flavors.
As editor of Gourmet magazine, Ruth Reichel has been watching this cult of the celebrity chef emerge. She's author of the forthcoming book Garlic and Sapphires, and Reichel believes these chefs are having an enormous effect on the world of restaurants in America.
I think we're such a celebrity society that the more people can identify with these chefs, the more they want to go to their places, buy their books, have some kind of contact with them. I really think that one of the driving forces for what makes people want to go to restaurants so much and has brought restaurants into popular culture is this cult of the celebrity chef.
The question is, can the cult of celebrity go too far? Anthony Bourdain is a celebrity chef in his own right who has sometimes been critical of his colleagues' behavior.
I think there's a line that can be crossed. I mean, when you betray what you've been saying in the first half of your career and the second, you know, if you've made your career about talking about natural foods and whole foods, for instance, and then you endorse a Burger King product, yeah, I think you've crossed the line.
That's a thinly veiled reference to Chef Rick Bayless's decision to promote a Burger King sandwich.
Some of the best barbecue around here is at Burger King.
Bayless was out of the country and unable to comment for this story, but his assistant provided a copy of a letter that Bayless wrote to his supporters and detractors when the Burger King ad first aired. In the letter, Bayless describes one of the assets of celebrity chefdom as the ability to not only influence the way people eat at expensive, high-end restaurants, but also to make positive change at the mass market level. He writes, "I decided that it's time for those of us in the healthy food and sustainable food movement to applaud any positive steps we see in the behemoth quick service restaurant chains." Bayless's assistant said the chef had hoped to work with Burger King to create an all-organic burger. In his letter, Bayless says, "I'm both eco-chef and fast food supporter if I'm given a voice for positive change in both those camps." Chef Mario Batali says one of the aspects of being on television that makes him most excited is the ability to inspire millions of people to eat better food.
The Food Network has had a large amount to do with Americans understanding more and more about what they're actually putting in their bodies.
In Northern California, Linda Carucci sees it having an effect. She's curator of food arts at COPIA, the American Center for Food, Wine, and the Arts in Napa Valley.
As a cooking teacher, I noticed an incredible surge in men coming to cooking classes of their own volition, not just as the tag-along spouse of somebody who wanted to be in class.
And she says they talk about their favorite chefs in these classes the way other guys might talk about football stars.
They're rabid about it. They talk about their favorite shows. They talk about Ming. You know, they're on a first-name basis.
And she says whether they're making banana bread or osso buco, they're always eager to kick it up a notch. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Miami.
You can hear full interviews with Mario Batali and Anthony Bourdain and learn more about celebrity chefs at our website, npr.org. That's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Jennifer Ludden.